Blog Talk Radio.
City's been so good. God, it's been so good.
Good, hey. Stay good enough. Hey. You've been better than good to me.
God has had my back in the midst of my enemies, and I ain't even have to be there.
Good evening, good evening, and hello everybody. Welcome to the Verna's Health Foundation Metroplex Buzz, and I am so excited this evening, and I want to welcome my special guest, and I think y'all is all in the house today. I see we have here on board Prince Ella Jeter, and also Fred Walker and Mr. Eric McDaniels. And I want to welcome you all this evening. Thank you for coming on to share with us about your upcoming play here in Dallas, Texas in August. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about that. And right now I want to let Ella kind of tell me a little bit about yourself and what you all is all about with the Rose. I think it's the Purple Rose production.
Yes, ma'am. My purple rose.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and I would like to say good evening to all the listeners. And I thank you, Ms. Verna, for having My Purple Rose Entertainment Group a part of your podcast tonight. We are, along with myself, Mr. Fred Walker and Ed McDaniel, we are the executive producers of the Sam Cooke story that will be coming here to Dallas, Texas. And we're looking forward to a sold-out show, two sold-out shows. We want to bring quality entertainment to Dallas that is conducive for all age groups, generation, even down to the younger generation, for educational purposes. So we're just excited about about the show that's coming to Dallas. We're very excited about it, and I think the listeners will enjoy the show. They will walk away with a great experience.
Okay. I know you said that Mr. Walker and Mr. Daniel, but they're all here local, right? They're local here
yes,
in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Very good.
Yes, ma'am.
Now,
they
the
are.
Special mm-hmm. guest, Mr. The special guest is actually playing Sam Cooke, Mr. George. I know he was going to be on with us tonight. I don't know if he's on, but if he's on, just press the number one, Mr. George, because I don't see your telephone number here. But if you're on the air, just press number one, for we can bring you into the studio. And those that's wanting to call in and ask a question of our audience, our special guest, you need to dial the 563-999-3739 and press number one, for we can know that you want to you have a question. Okay, now I wanted to ask you, Mrs. Jeter. My Purple Rose, how long have you been around? About 15? How many years have you been in existence?
Yes, ma'am. We've been in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for about 15 years. We're actually, our home office is in Atlanta. That's mm-hmm. where we house at. But we have been here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for about 15 years. We have done concerts. We've done different stage plays, which I have written and produced. One is called The Hell With My Family. Another one, spinoff from that, is The Hell With My Family, The Next Chapter. And a final one that I had written is He Saw the Best in Me.
Oh, very good. Now, those plays are, have they been, where were they? Were they here at the T-ball as well?
No, ma'am. They were at the Garland Theater in Garland, Texas. And we had the play, He Saw the Best in Me. We took it to Houston, Texas, and we took it to Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, goodness. Okay. And it was a sellout crowd, I bet. I guess I just love that.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm just so happy that you all chose to allow me to interview you about the story. And I know Curtis King is excited to have it there in the T-Ball in the Naomi Burden Theater. And you say you're going to have two shows, and you have a VIP reception as well. So the VIP reception is between the two shows, or what is, how is that? And how can people get tickets for this?
Okay. We have two shows. We have a 2 o'clock show on August the 12th. And we have a 6 o'clock show. And in between the two shows, the VIP, the reception will be held for our VIP patrons. And with the VIP, it's a phenomenal package. They will get a gift. All VIP ticket holders will get a gift value at $25.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that gift, they will get a reception, a meet and greet the cast and the star of the show, Mr. Ned George.
Mm-hmm.
And they will, of course, have some finger foods and drinks and desserts at the reception.
I see. Okay.
Yes, and they also will get an opportunity to win one of the gift cards, which is valued at $25, $50, and up to $100. So therefore, if you're a VIP and if you win hold on 1 second. Matt George calling in. That's him calling me, but I'm gonna try to get him on the show.
We can always call him if he needs us to call him, but I don't have his telephone number. So just give him our telephone number and just have him to press the number 1.
Okay.
But
anyway,
I'm gonna let Mr. McDaniels and Fred Walker come on and tell us a little bit about the show too while you talk to Mr. George. Okay.
Okay.
Fred, are you there? Hello. Fred, you have to hit the number 1 key for you to come off. Are you there? You and Mr. McDaniel?
I'm here.
Mr. McDaniel, is that you on the line?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell us a little bit about. I know you're one of the you're the business partner with My Purple Rose. So tell me a little bit about who you are, and I want to hear about your radio station and all the goodies that you have going on with your lifestyle as well.
Well, it was nice to bring this on, Brenda, this evening, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am retired from the federal government and the military.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing radio, when I retired from civil service, I've been doing it about November would be 23 years I've been doing this, me and my partner up in Oklahoma. And I have done several independent, I have a company called Independent Artists Festival that I have done several of them here in the Dallas and also in Oklahoma. Yeah, so... now I got myself, I'm involved with up in Oklahoma City, the Jazz Legacy Museum. I built a radio station for it. It's KJLM. And the website for the Jazz Legacy Museum is NAAJLM jll.org. So It's NAAJLNAA.
With JLA?
It's after the N. It's two A's. Then a J, stand for jazz. Then a L for legacy. Then M for Mary.
.org.
Yeah, so I built a radio station up there for it and everything. Then my partner built it. We built the website for it also. That's where I'm at right today. Yeah, then I'm one of the producers of of the stage page Sam Cooke story.
Very good. Now you all is, I think you're one of the financial backers, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. That's fantastic. And also, your station is located in Oklahoma City. Is that a 24-hour station? What is that?
It's a 24-hour station on the for the museum, plus with GHP Radio.
I see.
We got a 24/7 station there. Then every Saturday from 2 to 4 o'clock, we are live on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the end of live spot on YouTube.
Okay. So can we get it here in the DFW area as well?
Oh, yes, ma'am. And the 24/7 radio, you can get it also. It's thehouseproduction.net. And you can go on that website and get the 24-hour station there.
Okay. Well, what I have here... Mr. McDonald, I think Mr. Ned George is on the line. I think we have him here now. He finally got in. And Mr. George, are you on the line? Hello?
I am. How are you? I'm here. Can you hear me?
Well, hi, sir. How are you? I can hear you very well. And now you're going to be the special, you're going to be the star artist, right?
Correct. And I apologize for being late. We're currently in the... midst of rehearsals with what's going on in the season of Marvin Gaye as well.
I see. And you also a writer and producer of this stage play, right?
I am. I'm actually the playwright and executive producer of the production as well.
Okay.
This is actually one of seven that we've been producing. As a matter of fact, we've been on tour with the Sam Cooke story of Change Don't Come for 17 years now.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Didn't know that. All right.
No, I didn't know. So you got all of your songs down pat then, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure that the reason we've been successful for 17 years is that when people come to the theater, they think they've been with Sam for two and a half hours or so.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to ask you to sing no song tonight, but I sure be wanting to see.
No,
to hear you.
Yeah, you got to come to the theater. I think you'll enjoy it. It's been quite successful for us.
Well, Mike, I have family there in Atlanta, and they was telling me about a sold out crowd down there. So I think you do a pretty good job. I mean, that show got to be pretty hot because a lot of people is talking about it. And we can't.
Yeah, we actually premiered it at a wonderful theatrical facility downtown Atlanta in 07 called the Rialto Performing Arts Center. And then we went from there to 14th Street Playhouse, the Alliance Theater. Thank you. My cast members are leaving, so I'm just greeting them. Thank you. Yeah, you good? Okay. But we've actually done a great service, I think, with the help of God, for sure, with the direction of God, I should say. And so we've been able to sustain and just carry the production all throughout the South. And people, they flock to it, you know, and it's Sam Cooke. You know?
Yeah.
So, we promote as much as we possibly can, but And I tell people all the time that the easiest thing I've ever marketed was the Sam Cooke story, which is true. And
right.
So I think you guys are going to have an excellent turnout there as well.
Well, we're hoping to. I know we will. I know we will. We're going to do all we can on my podcast as well as other podcasts that we have here in the city. And it's on the radio station. They're playing the Sam Cooke's old music now on the radio station.
Thank you.
So we're going to be pushing this as much as we possibly can, and I'm hoping and asking everybody to get their tickets early because it's going to be sold out. I mean, I went online to look at how many seats they have left. There wasn't too many seats they have left. It's down in that center aisle right down front. So you're talking about 100 maybe in some seats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they didn't get to work and getting their tickets. So I know Prinsella has them. Prinsella
yes.
has them.
Correct.
So we're going to be talking about it this weekend. We're having a meeting this weekend about it. And but I would like for you to just tell me a little bit about what will we actually, when you play Sam Cooke, will you be actually going back to singing some of his gospel songs as well? You know, he was a gospel singer as well.
Yes, he was. I was introduced to Sam when I was actually about 10 years of age, and my father was a gospel singer, and he introduced me to Sam Cooke and Nat King Cole, a lot of the singers from back in that era.
Mm-hmm.
Sam started his gospel career with a group called the Highway QCs. And then he went from there, which is a teenage group in Chicago. And then after about 3 years with the QCs, he actually signed with the Soul Stirrers. He became their lead singer. Sam Cooke, which a lot of people don't know, I don't even know if I want to give this tidbit of information, but Sam Cooke was valedictorian of his high school.
Yeah.
And, so we take this particular production from Sam being a high school graduating senior at 16, 17 years of age as valedictorians, going into the gospel arena with the Highway QCs and then with the Soul Stirrers. He was actually with the Soul Stirrers right around 4 or 5 years or so. And then from there into all of his secular activity as well.
Okay. So you're going to take it from the show is going to start even from him being in high school. Is that in
Correct.
Mississippi?
Graduating. Chicago. Actually, Sam was born in Clarksdale, Mississippi, but his family migrated to the south side of Chicago when he was 2 years of age.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
And
so we go
started.
From, well, yes, that's exactly right. And so that's where we take it from his graduation up until his untimely death at 33 years of age.
Woo, that's going to be a good play. But how long is this play? About an hour, two hours?
Two and a half hours.
2.5 hours.
But here's the thing. People really don't get bored. And if you go online and you look at the video and all of that and what have you, you'll see the testimonials. People don't get bored because we're performing about 24 Sam songs throughout the production, which is actually the thread of the entire show, basically. But we're also giving you a history lesson on who Sam was and what his life was all about. I don't want to give away all of the tidbits about the production.
I understand.
It's very, very interesting. You know, a lot of people know about Sam. They know his music, but most of us really don't know his life, his story.
Mm-hmm.
And as an artist myself, I was a child prodigy at age 4 and signed with CBS Records when I was 24, a subsidiary of CBS, which is now called Sony Music. You know, I have music, you know, that I've recorded and things of that nature. At some point, I hope that someone looks back and say, okay, this is what his life was. Here's the music, but let me give you the backstory. So what we're doing here is we're giving you the backstory of Sam's life in addition to his music and song. With I write musical biopics, so when you come to the theater, you get, you know, you get your share of music and the history lesson all at the same time.
I see. Okay. Well, I know we're going to be hoping that some of our listeners tonight will actually get some group tickets, to buy group tickets to get their employers and get their other coworkers to come as a team, and they come together or whatever. But we're trying to sell these tickets as fast as we possibly can because we wanted it to be a sold out show. About how many cast members do you have? Are you bringing?
18 cast members. With the Sam Cooke story, is actually 5, sometimes a 60s band. Stagehands, lighting director, sound engineer, all of that will be a part of the production that we bring into Dallas.
Well, it sounds exciting to me. Okay, well, I sure appreciate you taking the time out. I know you've been practicing and come on the show tonight. Is there anything else that you want to talk to us about, possibly who's playing your wife there in the picture, or what is her name? Is anybody going to play Bobby Womack? Bobby Womack, but what I'm saying is, anybody going to play
him? Barbara.
I'm serious.
You're talking about Barbara Cook.
I know that story too.
Now, here's the thing about this particular production. We began the musical biopics with A Change Gonna Come, the Sam Cooke story, and then then I put pen to paper to Unforgettable, the Nat King Cole Natalie Cole story, which is a very wonderful production within itself. And then we brought to stage What's Going On the Scene with Marvin Gaye, which we're actually performing in Atlanta and one other of the counties here in Atlanta this month. And then I wrote the sequel to the Sam Cooke story, which is Across 110th Street, The Struggle of Bobby Womack. And that's what I think the guys behind you are talking about. It's a wonderful story because it gives you an insight as to what happened after Sam was shot and killed, and what happened with Bobby Womack and Sam's wife. And things
like that. Okay. Well, I know Fred is on here too, and Fred has he knows a lot of history about Sam Cooke as well.
Yes.
Some conversation on that as well. So I don't want you to, I want you to tell us as much as you want to tonight before you leave. I know you have another engagement to go to tonight, but a little bit about who you are. You was telling us that you grew up and your dad was a pastor, but what are some of the things that you do there in Atlanta that we could possibly support you from here?
Well, I'm a major playwright here in Atlanta. We actually perform anywhere between 5 to 6 theatrical productions here a year. I have a home-based theatrical venue here, which is called the Port of Sanford Performing Arts Center, where we actually tour all over the Southeast, throughout Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina, South Carolina. But I'm also a major headliner here in the city as well. And one of the major headliners, as a matter of fact. So, you know, people can go online, and if you Google me, Nat George, my profile will come up. You'll really get to see who I am and what we've done. My company, the Windsong Music Group, has been in business for 28 years. We started as a music company out of Michigan. And then when I returned back to Atlanta, we actually diversified the music company into a music theatrical company. And Better Business Bureau rating of A. We are the real deal, as I tell people. You know, we put the work in. And when you come to our shows and what have you, you can definitely see that on stage.
Okay. We're looking forward to meeting you. We really are. We hope that Dallas will roll out the red carpet for you and all the cast. That's what we're hoping, and I know it's going to be fantastic. Dallas is a very, very welcoming town. We try to do our best in welcoming a guest. And very sweet place where you're going. The people there is very nice, too, as well. And so, Miss Prince, Miss Ella, what is it that we could possibly do to help you? Is there anything you want Dallas to do? We have a lot of listeners out here. Hopefully we have some sponsors out here. I'm looking for you to have some sponsors.
Yes, that will truly help us out a lot with some, if we can get some sponsors to help us, not just with the Sam Cooke story, to be able to bring the Nat King Cole featuring Natalie Cole and the Marvin Gaye story to Dallas Fort Worth as well. So as you know, as I said earlier, we're wanting to bring some good wholesome productions to the Dallas Fort Worth area. So it can be great entertainment for the community. So that's pretty much what we're asking for, and most importantly, to purchase tickets and to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about the Sam Cooke story, so we can pack the house so we will be able to bring future productions to the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Right. And, you know, August, a lot of people are going to try to wait, especially people on fixed income, senior citizens like myself who get their check once a month. All this good stuff. But what I'm saying, we need to tell them to get their tickets early, and don't wait until August because they may not get a ticket, may not get a seat. But if they go online,
that's correct. You definitely want to get your tickets early for this particular
event. Okay.
It tends to sell out. Yes.
Yeah. And you know, Ella, let me ask you something, Chris. If they go online,
yes, ma'am.
Do you have cheaper tickets somewhere if they come through directly to you?
Right now, because we did have the tickets on sale as low as $35, right now that sale has ended. The tickets is $45. That's the lowest price that we have for tickets, $45 and $65. And, of course, the VIP tickets, which are $85, and it's before I had to – break away for a minute. I was explaining to the audience that the VIP tickets come with a gift value at $25. Plus, you get the opportunity to win $5 gift card, $50, and up to $100 gift card. And you don't need to be present in order to win those gift cards either. So, you know, anybody that's holding a VIP ticket will be a part of that giveaway.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
So. And Prince will get a chance to meet the cast, right, Prince?
Yeah, I was getting to that. They'll get a chance to meet Nat George personally, and they will also get a chance to meet the cast and the cast of the show, along with eating some good finger foods and drinks and desserts. It's going to be an awesome reception. So I encourage anyone who wants to be a part of that VIP to get those tickets, because those tickets will not last past July. I promise you, those VIP tickets will not last past July. And also, it's really a no-brainer, because if you're getting a $25 gift in return, you know, for your participation in the VIP, and then you be one of the lucky winners to, blessed winners to win one of the $25, $50, or $100 gift card. It's like you coming into the show for free and going home with a bunch of goodies.
Okay. I'm going to be trying to help you get some funeral homes and some radio stations to get some group tickets, you know, buy some group tickets so they can give them out to people, their special employers or whoever may be. But
And Ms. Verna, if I must say, If there's someone on the podcast, I know someone who would like to purchase tickets and they are unable to attend the show, be a blessing so we can at least give them to some of the shelters. Offer these tickets to some of the shelters, to some of the men and women who are less fortunate.
Right. I appreciate that.
But they also, they can also bring the kids. And so it would be very educational for them also.
Yeah. A lot of children don't know who don't know Sam Cooke, Annette, but a lot of them do. They like his music. But I have a lot of grandchildren. I have 27 nieces and nephews. I've told them all about this show. So they need to learn. They like the music. And the tang is going to come. That was played when they did the 1,000 men march up there in Washington D.C. So it's
right.
So much from that. I mean, they use this his music on so much that you see even on TV today. So they don't know who he is, but they can learn by just coming out if they can. And
You know, it's a verse in there. He said he went to his brother for help.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get no help, right? And his brother's name is L.C. Cook.
Mm.
Yeah. And L.C. Cook, at one time, he had one single. The song was called Do You Remember? Just that one.
Well, it's a big story behind this, and I'm so excited for you all to be able to tell it, and I'm looking forward to it. I wish we have a big meeting this weekend, and I wish you was here in Dallas to come to our meeting and meet all these people. But we're going to be pushing this and helping. We're going to be helping Miss Prince as much as we can. Fred Walker is part of our group, so. We're very proud of him for introducing us to Miss Princella and Mr. McDaniel. So we're going to be behind him. We're going to be behind him and doing whatever we can help him do. So you get excited because Dallas is a big town. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to love the welcome committee when you get here. So I think you and the cast will enjoy Dallas. I know you will. So we're looking forward to having you.
I had an opportunity to visit Dallas several years ago. I did like the town when I was there, and now we get an opportunity to come back and bring something from Atlanta to Dallas. So we're excited about that.
Very good. Okay.
You know, Ms. Brenna, you know, when I do speak of Sam Cooke and that, you know, portraying Sam Cooke, Matt demeanor is like Sam Cooke. His demeanor.
Really?
And he sounds just like Sam. So that's a big plus there.
Okay.
You know, even other people see the video and stuff that sent out and stuff like that across the country.
Mm-hmm.
They tell me the same thing. Tell me that. Hmm. You know, I just said I was in Tulsa this past weekend doing a live broadcast for the International Jazz Festival up there. They do once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, I was passing out flyers. People said, "Oh, why don't we bring it to Tulsa?" I said, "Well, we'll look at it and find the venues and whatever the case may be. But we're going to bring this show to Oklahoma, you know, the major cities like Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Enid, different places like that, you know, for people. It should be on the road in the I area also.
Mm.
So, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, after this show, we're looking to bring in the Marvin Gaye story.
The Marvin Gaye.
The Marvin Gaye. And after that, Nat King Cole.
Now, let me ask you something. Do Nat George play also on the Nat King Cole story?
I do not. As a matter of fact, I was fortunate enough to find a young man who actually looks a great deal like Nat, and is very suave and debonair, and sounds just like Nat. It took me about 4 or 5 months to talk him into the role. Now he's actually running all over the country playing the role of Nat King Cole. And it's just been a blessing. We've actually been on tour with Unforgettable, the Nat King Cole, Nat the Cole story for almost 7 years now.
Annette, you also with the Nat King Cole story as well. You kind of produced that as well?
I'm the playwright. As a matter of fact, I'm the playwright of The Change Don't Come, Sam Cooke story, Unforgettable, the Nat King Cole, Nat the Cole story. What's Going On, The Seasons of Marvin Gaye, and Across 110th Street, The Struggle with Bobby Womack. During the pandemic, I actually allowed me to put pen to paper to Queen of Soul, the story of Aretha Franklin, which will be premiering next year on stage.
Wow. So we got a lot to look forward to then, huh, Miss Prince?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
So each year you can come back to Dallas and with a different story, right?
Yes, we can.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I am so glad that we have you on. I think I'm the first to have you on my podcast.
Yes. You're actually, Ms. Verna, you're the first to have him, period. He hadn't even been on any of the radio stations nor the television stations as of yet.
Well, let me tell you something, Mr. George. My podcast is being recorded. And anybody who listens to this podcast tonight can go back and hear it tomorrow. This podcast, you can use it over and over and over and over again. But I'm going to definitely send my recording to my friend who owns the radio station and my friend that's got a lot of money that might want to be a sponsor on one of these shows, plays for you. So we can kind of be selling you here in the Dallas area. And I'm glad that you spoke about that you have other shows that you're doing.
Oh yes, we've been involved in the community. As a matter of fact, here in Atlanta, what we do on Friday mornings, we have a weekend production. Sometimes we have 3-4 shows, and on a Friday morning, we actually set aside that Friday show just for the seniors. Anyone can come and participate, but we actually cut the ticket prices in half for the seniors in order to be able to to partake of their music. And we invite all the senior centers and what have you, and that show is always sold out as well, because it's that genre, it's that music genre. And, they know the words, the lyrics to the Sam Cooke music better than I do. Everyone has a good time. And Sam has such a diverse musical selection that he could actually appeal to anyone, and setting his life to music really gives you the ability to enjoy all of him and what he brought to the table.
Now, Nat, on the 29th of July, that's when you're going to be on our show, the In the Live Spot. That's when you're going to be on our show also, the GSP Radio.
Yes, I have that on my calendar.
All right, then. And that's just letting the audience know of Ms. Brenner and on the podcast, and it's GSP Radio, the In the Live Spot, and it's on YouTube. And like I said, we go live every Saturday from 2 to 4.
Okay.
So Yeah.
Very good. I'm glad to know that as well, too. Well, I am so excited about tonight. I am so, so excited. And Fred, I know you haven't said anything, but you know so much history about Sam Cooke as well. I know Mr. George has said, he knows a lot as well. But are you still there, Fred?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Are you quiet, fella?
Something that you want to say?
Quiet.
Yeah, he is kind of quiet, huh, Mr.
I'm always quiet. I'll ask Nate one question. What would be your favorite Sam Cooke song?
Repeat the question again.
You know, that's a very good question.
Sam Cooke song?
A Change Gonna Come actually gets, you know, more reaction than any of the songs do. Whenever we perform that, you know, people are waiting on that song throughout the entirety. But Sam had so many beautiful songs that even myself, you know, after hearing, you know, tons, hundreds and tens, I still find myself running into a song or two that I'd never heard. A Change Gonna Come, as I stated earlier, definitely gets most of the excitement. It gets mm-hmm. most of the emotion from everyone. However, there are beautiful pieces like, as a matter of fact, I'm doing a TV guest appearance on Sunday night here in Atlanta. And the tune that I'll be singing is called Bridge of Tears. Are you guys familiar with that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not familiar with that. It's called the Bridge of Tears?
Bridge of Tears. It's an extremely beautiful song by Sam. I really enjoy singing it myself. You know, just a variety of them. It would be difficult for me to just pick one, I think, Fred. Because he was so talented, he was so gifted, and myself being a writer as well, not just a playwright, but also a songwriter. The respect that I have for him as a writer would probably not allow me to pick one of his songs.
Okay.
I think I'd have to pick many of them. What about you, Fred? What's your favorite?
Well, everybody likes the Change Gonna Come. That's a
of
given.
Course.
I would say
right.
She was only 16. You send me.
Yeah. You send me. She was only 16.
I can go on and on.
On and on. When a boy falls in love, and, you know,
yeah,
Change
yeah.
Gang, you know, just pull him out of the basket.
Sam has, I'm going to just say that he had one hell of a catalog of
yes,
music. You know, it's kind of hard to just pick one song out of. All of them were good.
Right.
All of
right.
them. And see, and Sam was the very first that had his own studio. You know,
correct.
He's still with a label, but he's done everything on his own. Then, you know, then here come Ray Charles getting the catalog, Michael Jackson, Prince. He was the first about his catalog, kept his music.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Nate.
Yes, sir.
Speak on Sam Cooke, when he crossed over, he changed his name to Dale.
Yes.
To Dale Cooke.
Yes. On his first attempt at secular music. Yes.
Yes. Speak on that.
Yes. Well, when he left the Soul Stewards, he actually signed with King Records, and initially he was torn for one. about going from gospel to secular music, as most gospel artists are when they make that change. So what he did was he thought it would be feasible for him to change his name, from Sam Cooke to Dale Cooke, thinking that the audience would not know who he was. However, because of his distinction in his musical tone and his phraseology and his vocal ability, everyone knew who he was right away. So he wasn't fooling anybody but himself. He immediately went back to his proper name, you know, which was actually, his name was actually Samuel Cooke. And so he put the E at the end of his name to distinguish himself from any other cook in the country. Sam's actually a birth name is actually Cook, not Cooke. And so those are some of the facts that come out in the production as well, stuff of that nature.
One other note I'd like to bring to light, when Sam Cooke left the Soul Stirrers, a Dallas site took his place. That was Johnny Taylor.
Yes, correct.
Is that correct?
Johnny Taylor?
That is correct.
Did you say Johnny Taylor sung with the Soul Stirrers?
I said Johnny Taylor took
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Now, that's new to me. I did not know that, Fred.
Yes.
Well, you know, that's the whole thing about it. A lot of people don't know how Sam Cooke and they changed his name. He sold gospel, sang gospel, and they didn't know about when he left the Soul Stirrers. Here comes Johnny Taylor.
Correct.
As the lead singer. A lot of people don't
know
that.
I didn't know that.
Most of us don't know as well that Sam was really Bobby Womack's mentor. Right around 11 years older than Bobby. Not only Bobby, but Sam Cooke signed Billy Preston to his label when Billy was 14.
To his label.
Yes. It's just a number of things that come out in this production that you get on the. I'm sure you guys have heard Rooster, right, Fred?
Oh yeah.
When in that particular song, when he goes to the solo, the instrumental solo part of the song, he says, "Play it for him, Ray." Then he's talking to Ray Charles, and then answer him, Billy. Yeah, he says, "Answer him, Billy," and he's talking to Billy Preston. So Ray was on the piano and Billy was on the organ.
On the B3.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And he also has a history with who wrote.
Just a lot of history. We speak about that with him and Lou Ross. Lou Ross was actually his best friend. They grew up on the south side of Chicago together. And in the song Bringing On Home to Me, that gentleman
that's
in the background that's singing that yeah stuff, that's Lou Ross.
Yes.
But we give you all of that information in the show as well. And, that's one of the reasons why I've been so successful is that people really learn about a lot about who Sam Cooke was.
Okay. I mean, I'm learning a lot.
You're learning a lot from this because, like I said, a lot of people don't know, you know, what his accomplishments really was, you know, till the time he was very young when he got killed.
Yes.
He was still young.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
you know,
it's, like I said, it's going to be very educational for the young adults and the kids, you know, they have to know where this music come from, how it come about, you know, and what Nate is presenting, he's bringing it right down to the heart of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of research on Sam.
I researched the Sam Cooke story over a 10-year period. It's not just something that we put on stage. I, I tell people all the time that I was actually in the library putting up the information on Sam and microfiche. You guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
When you go to the library and you pull up the microfiche film, and computers were not the norm on your desktop at the time when I first started researching the show about Sam Cooke and bringing it to the stage. Just a plethora of information that's there on Sam.
Mm-hmm. Oh my, I learned a lot tonight too. I mean, I did not know nothing about the Soul Stirrers and Diane Taylor taking his place. I didn't know that. Yeah, is anybody going to do the 100 and what is it?
Across 110th Street, the struggle to find.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. And there's a specific reason why I titled the production that is that Bobby had a lot of demons going on inside of him, and we bring a lot of those out in the production. I'll tell you this: Bobby married Sam's wife 3 months after Sam passed away when he was shot and killed, and actually Bobby had to wear one of Sam's suits to the funeral service. He was 19 when he wanted to marry Sam's widow, and he could not sign for himself. His parents had to sign for him at that time. He and Barbara Cook, which is Sam's widow, was married for around 4.5 years. At that time, Sam's 13-year-old daughter, who was there when Sam was shot and killed, in Sam's home as well. She was 13 when Sam was shot and killed. When she became 18 years of old, she was still living with Bobby and Sam's widow in Sam's house. And Bobby Womack began to have an affair with Sam's 18-year-old daughter at that time. You may remember a group that's called Womack and Womack. That's Sam Cooke's daughter. Sam's daughter and Bobby Womack's baby brother, they actually got married.
Tell the rest.
Yeah. Is there a singing?
Tell the rest. No, I'm not.
We're not playing. You don't have to tell everything because.
I'm not going to tell everything, but I'm going to ask more. But what he's saying is true.
Every bit of it, what he's saying is true.
That's right.
What he's saying is true. But there's more tea to it. That's all I'm saying. I'll pay you Sunday at your house. When I come to your house, I'll pay you the rest of the Sunday.
Okay, let me take some
of this stuff for the show.
Yes.
We bring that particular show to the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
You got to leave some of it for the show.
That's a cliffhanger. That's called a cliffhanger.
Okay, but Mr. Starr, let me ask you something. Who's going to play the lady at the hotel, 1964 when he died?
Correct. December 11th, 1964, correct.
64 in L.A. when he got shot. Is that thing going to be in the play where the hotel manager shoots him and all that stuff?
Yes. One of the reasons that the play has been so successful is because of the very last scene of the play, which we call the tragic day. That particular scene, and we actually show you Sam with shot and killed on stage. We take you into that excerpt. I don't want to give it all away. Sam used to run around.
Yes, let's leave some for the show. We need these tickets
deal.
Exactly.
I'm so excited already.
You gotta come and see it. As a matter of fact, the production that we have coming the end of this month and also July 1st and June 23rd and 24th, what's going on the season of Marvin Gaye. In that particular production, this particular production, we call the last scene The Promise, and we show you Marvin getting shot and killed on stage as well.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
it's
a part of the story.
Yes.
Sorry, go ahead.
Let me before we leave this show tonight, I got to say one thing before we leave. I promised them that I would talk about the Juneteenth function at Monty Berry Farm. Monty Berry Farm is in Hutchins, right off of Hutchins Road, but they're having a fantastic Juneteenth event, and I talked with my friend Jody as well as Linda. Linda and Jody are friends of, they're the daughters, I'm sorry, of my friend, and Merdine Berry. And Merdine Berry's children now is over the Monty Berry Farm. And they are having a fantastic Juneteenth event. And I have almost let the night go by without telling you all that. So it's going to be next Saturday. I mean, I think they're charging by the carloads of people coming in there. So if you want to go to Facebook and look up Monty Berry Farms and get more information about it. But this weekend, Mr. George, I'll be meeting with, in fact, they're coming to our meeting Saturday also, Fred. And so we may can get some of Henderson's chickens. Spots to be ticket holders. I mean, you know, they may let people come there and get some tickets. I don't know. But let's talk about that this weekend when we have our meeting. But Mr. George, I definitely want you to meet this family that's here, just like my goddaughters, because their mom was my mentor when I was much younger. So there's a lot of history in Dallas, and we're just waiting for you to get here, I mean, to tell us more. Because, I mean, I didn't know a lot of things that you're talking about tonight, but I appreciate you doing your discovery work and has brought, I mean, you're putting it all on film. You're putting it all on the screen for everybody to learn about. So we got some more time, but I just wanted to make sure I got that in there about the Juneteenth event that's going on Saturday, Juneteenth weekend. So we can get back to that. So, Fred, I know you was talking when I started. So, do you want to continue? Hello?
No,
I'm here.
I've said enough. Maybe someone might have a question. I've said enough because I might give too much away.
Well, if anyone has a question, they need to just press the number one. If you have a question for any of us here, especially Mr. George, just press number one, and I can bring you on. I don't see any Fred right now, but if anybody have a question for the audience, I mean for the special guest that's in the audience, press the number one. So I don't see anyone with any.
I found out even on our show. You know, we have a group of people that comes into the show. We have so many outside the show. They're scared. I don't understand. They're scared to come in and converse with us. But I believe that when we do the show with Nate on the 19th of, I'm not the 19th, excuse me, on the 29th of July, we're going to have a question in our chat room.
Yeah,
where they can ask them a lot of questions and stuff
this chat room is pretty. I mean, I have a lot of people online and in the chat room, but I just had. I think I have one hand raised now. Hold on 1 second. Okay, with the 57872. Hello, callers with 7872. Are you there?
Hey, yeah, Ms. Thomas, Ken Green, how you doing?
Hi, Ken.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this. I'm really enjoying this here. I love Sam Cooke. I was just working out earlier, and I played his song, A Change Is Gonna Come.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll definitely be there. I was in Atlanta last week. I wish I would have known that they had that production there. I would have went to the show down there as well.
Okay.
But this is very exciting. I'm excited about it. And then I'm going to try to reach out to some of my friends also to see if we can get sponsorship.
Okay. Well, I know, Ken, you're very involved in the community, you and Mr. Allen. Is Mr. Allen online tonight? I don't see his number. I don't know his number.
Yeah, he's out of town. He's in D.C. He'll be back tomorrow morning, but I'll tell him. And I got a friend also that has a talk show, Joe Tay, about Dallas. And I'm going to try to get the cast, Mr. George, and people like that on there also before August.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. George, Ken Green is on the earth, but Ken and Mr. Allen knows all of the preachers in the town. They know all the preachers.
Oh, I see.
They do.
Ken, I know I'm in good company, Ken. I actually have a master's degree in theology myself.
Oh, okay. Okay. Great.
So,
I'm excited. I mean, hey, you're talking my language, Sam Cooke, you know, Otis Redding,
yes,
and all those guys. Marvin Gaye. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, let them know that you're a retired military also.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Air Force. Not retired,
okay.
Fred, but for 4 years.
That's awesome.
In fact, that's when I started my music career as a professional in the industry, is when I came out of the Air Force. That was a USO show in the Air Force called Tops and Blues. And in order to make the tour, you had to, you remember that, huh? Yeah. And in order to make the tour, you had to compete. Yeah.
It was in Stars and Stripes.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You had to make the tour. You had to make,
right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
We can hear.
And you had, in order to make the tour, you had to compete on three different levels. And in each level, there was about anywhere between 20 to 30 individuals competing for, male vocalist, female vocalist, group, whatever the category was. And so I term it to be the first American Idol. And once I won 2 years straight, I think it was, and I was on the tour, once I exited the Air Force, that's when I realized I was professional enough to go into the music industry. And I was the first African-American male in the Atlanta Songwriters Association, which is now called the Georgia Music Industry.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I met William Bale, who was my first manager and producer.
Okay. Oh. Well, we have one more caller that's on here, too, as well. Caller with 3055.
Okay.
Hello, are you on the air?
Yes, good evening, Verna.
Hi.
Hi, Tommy Young West here.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi. I've been on since the very beginning. Hi,
Miss
good evening,
Tommy.
Everyone. Hello, darling.
Miss Tommy
blessed,
was in one of my
you.
Plays. Miss Tommy was
listen.
In one of my productions.
Listen, you know, I love doing plays. I've done about 12 of them. I've just been so inspired and encouraged and entertained and so well informed about all the information from your guests tonight regarding the phenomenon himself, Sam Cooke. And as one gentleman said, a lot of our young people need to know the history of our African-American icons. The originators of the sound, and certainly Sam Cooke was a stylist, a vocal stylist, had a style all of his own. All you had to do was close your eyes and hear his voice, and you knew it was Sam Cooke. It's like Nat King Cole. They had their own special style. I wish I had known about all of this because I would love to have, and it would be an honor for me, to have been a part of it in some shape, form, or fashion. I love doing films. I work with Fred Hammond with some of his films, and of course, I did the soundtrack album for A Woman Called Moses that Cicely Tyson starred in. So I'm praying and looking forward to doing some more film and acting, and I'm excited. I hope I get a chance to see the production. I'm going to look for Mr. Turner's name on YouTube and all I can find out. And it just sounds really great. And, you know, Bernie, you know all the great people.
Well, you know, Mr. Ned George, let me tell you about Tommy Young West. Yeah. Tommy Young West is an icon here in Dallas. She's one of the gospel singers that you can also Google her as well. But the last time I saw her, I was at a funeral. I forgot I was at the funeral. It was at Dwayne Carroway's mother's funeral. I jumped up because, I mean, she would make you can't sit down when she's singing. So she's so fantastic. I love to hear her sing. She's going to be at our meeting also on Saturday, Tommy. So you'll get a chance to meet Mr. McDaniel, as well as Mr. Walker. You haven't met them already. But
what's your last name, Tommy?
My career started in secular back in the 70s. So if you look for Tommy, T-O-M-M-I-E Young.
Tommy Young.
Of my secular history, yes. My secular history. Of course, my gospel history would be Tommy Young West.
Tommy Young West.
My baby girl.
I would certainly take a look.
Please
and
do.
And tell me about your baby girl that's been also in the shows. What is her name? Candy? Which one is in?
Well, you know, Peaches, my baby girl, she moved to Los Angeles now, so she sings with, she's one of Jennifer Hudson's background singers. And she was blessed to do last December the 100th celebration of the Christmas tree lighting ceremony at the White House. She was there, was buying two pictures and things, and LL Cool J and all that gang. So that's what she does. She's in Beyonce's video. That's what she does. She's a background singer for every artist you can think of. My other daughter is a pastor in Huntsville, Alabama. They both came out of the group God's Property. You may be familiar with Kirk Franklin and God's Property.
Yes.
Yeah, they came out of that group. So acting is something I love to do. I'm looking forward to doing some major productions. Fred Hammond has a new film coming out. I'm in the play, but I think the play is going to precede will be after the film. The film will be coming first. I think it has something to do with Disney, but it's on a major label. But then I'm in the play. So I just love doing plays. I don't know if you ever heard of Michael Matthews. Michael Matthews had two or three plays out in the country at one time, and I had an opportunity to come to one of his plays here some time ago at the Majestic Theater, and afterwards they were doing audition. Well, he wouldn't allow me to audition because he had heard of me, so instead he sent me a ticket to flew me to Los Angeles, put me up in a beautiful corporate apartment, and I played a dual role. The play was called Sneaky. I played Sneaky's mother and the church mother. So, but The Woman Called Moses was the most major thing with regarding a major film that I had done. Sister Tyson and I were given honorary citizenship awards by the late Maynard Jackson at that time, and got the chance to work with Van McCoy. So I wish I had known, but I know now. So we still may be able to work together. I would love that.
Well, you're going to be able to meet him when he gets here on the 12th, that's for sure. And Mr. George, we're having a meeting this weekend, and Tommy is going to be in our meeting, and so will Mr. Walker and Chris.
Great.
So thanks. We're going to all be meeting this weekend.
Thank you for guiding me.
I'm Mr. McDaniel. Are you
always
coming?
Yeah.
Coming
with bells
on. I told my husband about you, and he can't wait to meet you. I told him you was so. I mean, it was such a delight to talk with you and to learn more about you. And did you ever get that information straight about your house in DeSoto? You remember you was telling us about that? Okay,
yeah.
Well, I got
yeah,
a friend that's going to help you if you didn't. Okay.
Okay.
we're going to be meeting this weekend, Mr. George, and we're trying our best to we're going to. We're not going to try. We're going to. We're going to sell this thing out. I want to also.
Get,
Tommy, you know what we're going to do? We're going to try to get him a key to the city. You know.
Wouldn't that be off the chain?
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be nice?
We gotta pack out T-ball. You know, we've been there so many times, there with Ernest Pugh, and then we're gonna be with Ben Tankert at the Meyerson, and I'll be with Erica Campbell is gonna be at the Meyerson, I think, next Thursday night. And
mm-hmm.
I got an invitation to just come and walk with them with the red carpet because I was on the first when she did the first, my friend Tusca met Lee when she did the first event there at the Meyerson Symphony Center with Marvin Winans as a guest, and I was one of the artists as well. They kind of want me to explain her, my experience and things like that. So the Lord's will, I hope to be there, but I know we're going to pack out that Black Academy for the Sanford story, and I hope that all of the major radio outlets and the radio announcers that we know we'll get a chance to interview the gentleman. His conversation and the history that he has is just phenomenal. It's just breathtaking to hear him talk about Sam Cooke's history.
Yeah, well, we're going to make sure that Nat, we're going to do what we can to make sure you feel right at home, to bring you in here,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to try to get the key to the city given to you. We can do that at the VIP reception or something, huh, Princess? What do you think? We'll get it together. We'll figure it out.
Verna,
I even got Ken on the line, too, and I know Ken Green can do anything.
I sure wish we could try to get him on Good Morning Texas here on Channel 8. Coverage on Channel 8.
Ken, are you still on the
Good
line?
Good Morning Texas.
Yes,
Ken.
I'm still here. Yes, I'm here.
Ken,
can you hear me?
Yes, I do. I do. You have a contact with the TV stations as well, right?
Yeah, I know some people down there. I'm gonna talk to Robert Ashley and a couple other folk, and we'll try to get him out there.
But we need to get him on TV as well.
On TV. Good Morning Texas.
Good Morning Texas. Is that with Jane McGarry?
Yes, that's Jane. Yeah.
Okay.
Jane and then, I can't think of a lady's name at the moment. But Jane McGarry is good. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
Sean Webb is on another station. I don't know. And
he's on four.
Channel 4. Sean Rayer. Yes, that's right. Sean
Rayer. Okay. We'll get him. Mr. George, I know we told you an hour. We're going to have you on here, but we can talk all another 30 minutes if you don't like. But I know.
That's okay. No problem.
I have an hour. But thank you so much for coming on my show. And like Prince said, that I was the first to have you on my podcast. And I'm very happy to be the first.
You're quite welcome. Thank you so much for having me and for having us. We certainly appreciate it.
I can actually hear
you singing some of Sam Cooke's songs. He sounds like he has the voice for it.
Yeah, he does.
Change.
Well, I can tell you.
Tommy, you got to come to the theater.
I can tell you this, and I think I said it a few minutes ago, that he has the demeanor and the voice of Sam Cooke.
I feel that in my spirit.
And we just want to be able to fill up that auditorium.
Yeah.
That
we
want to
do our due diligence. Amen.
Yes.
What's
the lady's name that's on the line as well? The lady that's on here.
Oh, Prince.
Prince Jesus.
Miss Tommy, you probably know me as Prince. Princess Ella Beasley.
Yes.
You were in one of one of my plays.
You know we
they had
need,
one of my
now you know we need you know we need to join up.
Yeah.
Yes, well, y'all can talk.
We
on
got
Saturday.
To work together. I look forward
Tommy,
to it.
Tommy, she's going to be here Saturday too.
Sunday.
Okay. Sunday. Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday.
I mean,
Sunday.
Sunday at
3
o'clock.
Yeah, she's going to be here Sunday.
Okay.
And Tommy, you're going to have to get out of church. I think we have somebody's going to be there to pick you up. But are you on program Sunday?
Vaughn is going to pick me up.
Very good. Very good. Okay.
I'm going to leave church early. Yeah. Vaughn's going to pick me up at 2.
Okay.
The Lord
well,
will.
We're going to all be together on Sunday, and we're going to thank God for tonight. This is a fantastic.
Yeah. Right. Thank God. Bless you, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Nikki.
I'll be in touch with you, Ms. Thomas. We'll talk tomorrow.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. Thank you. And thank
I appreciate you.
You.
Thanks. Take care.
Good night, everyone. God bless.
Thank you guys so much for having us. God bless. Thank you.
You bet.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Love and
bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, darling.